Hey, everybody, if you missed anything from this morning or morning shows past, podcast section at WTUZ.com. Also, the Big Z Sports Podcast, that is up for your listening pleasure, too. That brought to you by Action Extreme Sports. Hey, I found this interesting. One of the Cleveland kidnapping girls, Michelle Knight, there were three of them, Amanda, Barry, Gina DeJesus, right? Mm-hmm. Where were you at when that story broke, when those girls were...
This is going to sound so bizarre, but okay. I was on the couch with my best friend, Gina.
Okay, that's weird.
My name is Michelle.
Right,
obviously.
Very strange, yes.
And she has a sister named Amanda.
All right.
So it's very bizarre.
Michelle, it's a small world out there.
Right.
It's a small, small world. I was still in Texas at the time, working in Texas when they were freed. But anyways, Michelle Knight, it's hard to move on with your life when something like that happens, obviously.
Right.
I mean, it's hard for me to even speak on that or anybody else unless you've been through something like that. But anyway, she's married, apparently, which is good for her.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. Apparently, she got hitched 2 years ago. But she did? Yeah, she told Dr. Phil all this in some episode that will air later this month, I think on the 24th. Of April.
Huh.
She changed her name, too. She now wants to go by Lily Rose, no longer.
Yeah, I did know that.
Michelle Knight. Did you? I didn't know the name change.
You did a story on that.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
She, like I said, hitched 2 years ago. I'm sorry, 3 years ago now. May of 2015, so soon to be.
Wow, she kept that under wraps.
Yeah, that was 2 years after she was freed, so they were freed in 2013, right?
I don't
About
know
five
the
years ago.
Date, but yeah. A while ago.
Yeah, of course, Ariel Castro, then he killed himself in prison, so they say. That's how he went.
So they say.
I mean, who knows? If someone were to get his hands on him, I'm sure.
Right.
I mean, that's just my take on it. Like I said, a little conspiracy theory right there. But what's not a conspiracy is Michelle Knight / Lily Rose will be on Dr. Phil.
Oh, nice.
Later this month, talking about that whole story.
Good for her.
Hey, are you into all these crime shows like Investigation Discovery, and there's good ones on A&E now, just like crime/mystery shows?
Sometimes. I watch a lot of Netflix documentaries.
Oh, I'm a junkie.
Yeah.
I'm a documentary fan, but in terms of like crime and murder mystery shows, I don't know why. I'm a sucker for
I kind of lived the real life deal when I lived in Cleveland, so I try to stay away
from that. The real life deal. You saw it each and every single day.
Pretty much.
Yeah, something you could report on probably.
Right.
Probably every day. I have news on your BFF, though, who she's going to be the executive producer of a crime series on Investigation Discovery.
Who?
That's your girl, Khloe Kardashian.
No way.
Yeah, she's going to be, like I said, executive producing a series on Investigation Discovery that's entitled Sisters Who Kill. Can't make this stuff up.
Oh,
she's a soon-to-be mom, obviously. Baby daddy, Tristan Thompson of the Cleveland Cavaliers. But it's a show, like I said, called Twisted Sisters. Basically, a show about sisters who either kill each other or team up to kill other people. What a great premise.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, she's one of three famous sisters. Well, if you add in the stepsisters there, I guess, five famous sisters.
Right.
Were.
I wonder if she consulted with her alleged baby, or her alleged father, OJ.
Don't. Listen, I know there's rumors out there, and I know there are memes, and there are side-by-sides.
Have you seen the side-by-sides?
Do you believe?
No, I don't, but it is kind of eerie.
Yeah, it is creepy. It is creepy. Especially that she does look a little different than the other two sisters.
But that's okay.
You're claiming that O.J. Simpson had an affair with
Kris Jenner,
which is the mom of the Kardashian clan.
Correct. Okay. Well, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if I actually believe it, but the theory is out there.
That's been a rumor for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm glad we went down that path for all of our listeners.
I'm
out
sure
there.
They care.
For Star Wars junkies, the new trailer is out for Solo, a Star Wars story. Basically, it tells the story of a young Han Solo. It's been out for less than 24 hours. 7 million views on YouTube already. Yeah, it's the number one trending film or video on YouTube, if you want to say. But the trailer's out now. Apparently, it's going to be in theaters May the 25th.
I've never seen a Star Wars movie in my life.
You, listen, girl.
I know.
I know. No, but it's fine because I haven't either.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And I'm not alone. That makes me feel so
I know there are so junkies out there. I know you're out there, but it's not my bag. But listen, AP had this story covered in like three different angles. And I was like, wow, must be that interesting. No, but no, I know people care.
Oh, people, they
oh, yeah, people go nuts for this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In the preview, you can see Woody Harrelson. He's also in there. Of course, like I said, a young Han Solo and Chewbacca makes an appearance in the trailer.
Nice.
Like a 200-year-old Chewbacca. I don't know if Chewbacca lives forever.
I don't know how that story goes.
Not familiar with that hairy beast, Chewie, there. But anyway. Hey, remember later, your chance to win 4-pack of tickets, Midvale Speedway opening night, which is this coming weekend. Michelle, if you've never been to Midvale, we'll have to go one night. Compliments of Big Z Sports. We'll have a good time.
Chris told me that I need to go. I've never been.
Yeah.
So
listen,
I'm excited.
Don't go with Chris.
Why?
Because you got a little taste of what Chris was like yesterday.
I did.
He's rowdy. Dude's a loose cannon. That's all I'm going to say.
Standing on the tables and
you thought I was a little weird and quirky.
No.
And then you met Chris Kale. But anyway, you guys have a chance to win. He does PA over there for Midvale.
That's what he
said. Midvale, yeah. Oh, did he already tell you his life story?
He did. He and his wife met.
I know about
his kids. Oh, yeah. I know the whole shebang.
You got the Chris Kale biography there.
I did.
So happy for you.
He was the first person to respond to my welcome email.
Yeah.
And as soon as he told me he was a Steelers fan, I was like, this might not work.
Yeah, this isn't going to work. Sorry, Chris. Sorry. Anyway, well, that 10 minutes you spent with him getting his life story, I'll have you know that you will never get that 10 minutes back in your whole entire life. No matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you try to work ahead and do certain things in life, you'll never get that 10 minutes back.
He's harmless.
Which probably felt like 20. All right, anyway.